The Blue Water Chamber of Commerce hosts a variety of networking events, connecting their members with leads, referrals, and people they can do business with. See what's happening at the Chamber and how they can help your business grow at bluewaterchamber.com.
Well, yesterday was a funeral for Gabby Petito. She was a young woman whose body was found in Wyoming's Grand Teton National Park a week ago. And the search continues for her fiancé, who is the suspect in her death. Joining us right now, ABC News correspondent Jim Ryan. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning, Paul. It was standing room only at that funeral home in Long Island, New York. Countless other people were watching on their phones, their tablets, their laptop computers as the funeral was being streamed yesterday. A lot of people have been following this case very closely because Gabby Petito, as a travel blogger, became quite well known among people there on social media. So a lot of folks felt like they knew her, and so they wanted to share in the mourning that happened yesterday. She was then buried there in Long Island, Paul.
Even people that didn't follow her on social media have really been drawn to this case, I think based largely on the video that exists of the traffic stop where there was a call for assistance with domestic violence, where that's really the last video known of her and her fiancé together.
Sure, yeah. Well, this whole case is filled with video. Obviously, the video that she had been posting for a long time, she was looking for attention, of course, as a video blogger. That's how you make money. You collect followers and then are able to monetize that somehow. And so, yes, and then the video, of course, of the police interaction, the body cam video that showed distraught Gabby Petito and showed her fiancé, Brian Laundrie. And it's being characterized in a lot of different ways. But you're right. I mean, it seems that a lot of folks are paying attention to this case very closely, Paul.
What do we know about the search for Laundrie at this point? Do we know where police are focusing their search efforts?
Well, the only lead that they have to go on is that his parents say that he went hiking in that Carlton Reserve, not too far from their house in Sarasota County, Florida. So they'll be back out there again today. FBI agents and local police will be watching and taking a look and see if they can find him out there. He apparently left home without his wallet and his cell phone, so they can ping his phone or watch for any credit card transactions because he left all that stuff at his parents' house. That's where the search will go on today. We know that yesterday FBI agents showed up at his parents' house again, Paul. They were there for just a few minutes, walked out with a paper bag, and went on their way. The attorney for Brian Laundrie's parents says that they were there to gather evidence to be used for DNA comparison. Not necessarily evidence, but the things that Brian Laundrie had used, maybe a hairbrush or a toothbrush or something else that would have his DNA to be used for comparison.
Very, very interesting. I know we'll be continuing to follow this closely. Jim, really appreciate your reporting. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Paul.
Bye-bye.